Karen Sudzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. Patrick J. O'Rourke assumed his duties as Chancellor of the University of Alaska Fairbanks on August 3rd. He was previously Chancellor for the Community Colleges, Rural Education, and Extension. He had also served as head of the Upward Bound program at UAF in the early 70s. Early in his comments to the chamber, he expressed his feelings about his return to Fairbanks.
These few unfortunate people that I've met around the state who once lived in Fairbanks seem always to be waiting for the right opportunity to return, for they've always considered this home. I think that speaks well of our community, and after 10 years, I guess I too am happy to be home.
Chancellor O'Rourke pointed out that applications and acceptances to UAF have increased 17% over last year. Knowing that the dorms, classes, and course sections will be crowded, O'Rourke said the university needed to work at improving enrollment projections. He also commented on the dollar crunch being felt by the research institutes.
Due to the tightness of the federal budget and the reduction of certain programs, we're not sure exactly what's going to occur over the course of this year. As you may or may not know, approximately 80% of our research effort has been supported by the federal government. However, for that research which is vital to Alaska as it sets its public policy, we will be seeking some increased state support so that our research activities might truly reflect the state needs rather than to be constantly tracking in search of the federal dollar.
Summer sessions, said O'Rourke, still need to be improved to attract more students to what he calls a splendid natural environment for summer classes, and perhaps a trimester system should be considered, he said. Another area O'Rourke promised to work on is the training of Alaska Natives.
Unfortunately, preliminary review indicates that we are probably not doing the job in the development of Alaska Native leadership. In almost two decades, our progress appears minimal. And yet these people depend upon this institution almost solely. Some preliminary facts indicate that, one, in 1963, 81% of the Alaska Native students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks did not re-enroll. They left and did not re-enroll. In 1975, almost 12 years later, that figure was still 75%. So there has not been a great deal of progress in that decade.
But if the new chancellor was stressing anything in his remarks, it was the identity crisis that he believes exists in Fairbanks. Our mission is not synonymous with that of the University of Alaska, said O'Rourke.
In my view, this identity crisis exists because less than 10 years ago, the University of Alaska Fairbanks was the University of Alaska, but we have not yet fully made the transition. As a result, I think this particular campus has not stressed and put forward its own unique strength. And actually, in the last half decade or so, has had some difficulty defining what these unique features are, and therefore we have not capitalized upon them enough. What we must really come to fully realize is that the University of Alaska Fairbanks is the statewide residential campus, the heart of all organized research for the University of Alaska system, but that it is an equal partner with the University of Alaska Anchorage, the University of Alaska Juneau, and that those units are not just branch campuses of this. It is indeed a statewide system of higher education headed by a president with reasonably autonomous campuses throughout. Connected with this, folks, is the reality that those campuses, as well as the community colleges, are competing with us, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, for a finite set of financial resources. You might wish to believe that the state's wealth, that because of the state's wealth, these resources are infinite. This is indeed a myth, and we should quickly dispel it. For the reality is that the governor and the legislature will make a political determination as to how much is going to be spent on higher education in any particular year. The internal disbursement, then, of these funds becomes a competitive process across the various campuses. And for us to compete, our product, that is our education and our research, must be better, more effective, more efficient to justify the increased support.
Another area in which efforts are being directed is the physical appearance of the campus. About $350,000 will be used to substantially improve the area between Constitution Hall, the library, and the Greening Building. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. Wood Center has a new exhibit of lithographs of birds and mammals. Students are returning to campus, and registration is to begin on Tuesday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Great Hall. Registration continues through Wednesday, and the first day of classes is Thursday, September 3rd. University Focus is produced weekly by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.